Yesterday's Supreme Court ruling striking down a federal ban on sports gambling means states can now legalize betting on sports. The American Gaming Association estimates that illegal sports betting adds up to about $1.5 billion a year, so the ruling opens the door to what could be big business. Joining us now is Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the fantasy sports site DraftKings announced yesterday that it's already planning to start accepting wagers. Are there other gaming sites already poised to take advantage of this ruling?
Well, the first places that will really likely take advantage of it will be the actual casinos and racetracks in New Jersey. Remember, that's where this whole legal fight began.
Right.
But yes, depending on how many states follow New Jersey's lead, there likely will be plenty of other sites. The stock market seems to have taken a shine to a few companies that have well-established overseas gambling operations. Companies like Stars Group, which is a Canadian company that operates the Poker Stars brand. And in Britain, there is William Hill, which is one of the biggest betting shop companies and also operates a very big online gambling operation. In fact, William Hill has spent several years building a bar adjacent to a horse racing track in New Jersey in anticipation of this ruling. So a lot of people are trying to sniff out who the real beneficiaries will be.
And what about the sports leagues? What does this mean for the NCAA, the NBA? I see that in the past, the NFL, for example, has lobbied against allowing this kind of thing.
You're right. Many in the sports leagues were against this, but now that it looks like it's going through, the thinking is that they might as well capitalize on the potential revenue. And there really is a lot of revenue potentially to be made. And there's also a big potential to sell the data on all the statistics the leagues collect. And finally, when you think of a game from a fan's perspective, a lot of times if a game's a blowout, we'll say the Celtics are beating the Cavaliers by 30 points.
Let's just say that happened. I'm not sure
just play,
the other day, right?
Play for the hometown audience. And normally a fan might turn off that game and go to bed early, but say you have a bet on LeBron James scoring 30 points or more than 30 points. You know, it could be enough to keep fans more engaged than they would be otherwise. So there's a lot of potential upside for the leagues from this.
And what about states? Obviously, Nevada not so happy because they kind of had a monopoly on this sort of thing. But what about other states? They're going to get revenue from this as well.
Yeah, there certainly is the potential for a lot of revenue. I've seen estimates that the total amount gambled on sports could be in the hundreds of billions of dollars. There are still a lot of questions open about what it will all look like. But there are plenty of states that are likely to follow suit. Mississippi, Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware, and West Virginia. And, you know, the number of states is expected to possibly be in the double digits by the end of the year.
Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.